It is Thursday, August 22nd, 2013, and this is Midday Oklahoma. I'm Dave Lanning, and we're so glad to have you on board with us here today. I think we've got a great show planned for you for your Thursday. Jim Appel and Justin Lewis will break down the markets here in just a few minutes. Ron Hayes will have an ag weather update, as well as his ag perspectives during this half hour. Jim's also going to have a calendar update for you in just a few minutes as well. We're going to take a time out, but when we come back, we'll kick things off with a news update. That and a whole lot more when Midday Oklahoma continues right here on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Well, cattle producers, it's the big event. Over 500 head will sell over a two-day period, Friday, August 23rd, Saturday, August 24th, at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Express Ranches selling 150 registered Angus females Friday afternoon, 11 a.m. Saturday morning. The big event sale continues with 250 lots. For details, call them 800-664-3977 or go to expressranches.com. The big event, Express Ranches, 23rd, 24th of August.
At Livingston Machinery, our goal is to provide you with the equipment and parts you need, as well as the service you've come to expect. At Livingston Machinery, our extensive product lines include everything a farmer, precision farmer, contractor, or even a homeowner might need. Livingston Machinery is proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world. Visit LivingstonMachinery.com or visit one of our locations in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview. It is 7 minutes past the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. U.S. Oklahoma Senator Jim Inhofe and Senator Mark Pryor of Arkansas have sent a letter to Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Gina McCarthy. They're requesting clarification on the EPA's interpretation of its authority with regard to enforcing the spill, prevention, containment, and countermeasure rule on farmers. In the letter, the senators expressed concern for the EPA's intent to retroactively enforce the rule despite congressional support to delay implementation and ultimately exempt much of the agriculture industry from the rule. Inhofe and Pryor have been leading the fight to protect agricultural producers from being unfairly targeted by the SPCC rule that's intended to regulate large-scale energy production. Well, every year, farmers all over the country are told that you can't scout a field from the cab of the pickup. What you think you see may not be what the field as a whole will actually look like. Chris Barron is an Iowa farmer and a scout on this year's Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour, sponsored by DuPont. Barron says that rule of thumb is certainly proving true this year.
As we've headed west, I've been pretty shocked at the corn, actually. Being from Iowa, as I came over here with some expectations of some really high yields, my biggest observation that I've noticed is as I pull up to a field, they look great. You walk into the field, and it gradually gets worse. And I would say from what I've seen across all of my checks so far, I'd say essentially 100% of them, the yields on the end rows look like they're maybe 20, 25 bushel better than what we're really finding in the middle of the field.
If rain doesn't show up to help in the next week to 10 days, the yield estimates and quality of corn being seen on the tour may just slip away.
I think the top end of the yield is here. So, you know, as we move forward with the way the forecast looks and lack of rain and that kind of thing, and then you add the heat on top of it, I think we've got nothing but for the crop to potentially slide sideways and lower, you know, in terms of yield. It's just there's going to be a lot of stress out there. Saw a lot of nitrogen deficiency, too, and that nitrogen deficiency is really going to pull on the yield of the corn, too.
Well, the Indiana results were released earlier this week, and the corn yield guesses from the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour were 167.36. The beans were surveyed as having 1,185.14 pods in a 3 feet by 3 feet plot. The tour continues starting in Bloomington and heading to Iowa City, Iowa. The American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture has made available an app featuring 5 games from the My American Farm Game site. After successfully completing each game, app users receive a virtual sticker that can be dragged and dropped onto a virtual passport so they can keep track of their progress. We are coming up on 10 minutes past the hour when we come back. Jim Appel and Justin Lewis have a check on your futures markets. I'll have an update on those markets as well, and then we'll have a weather report from Ron Hayes. Midday Oklahoma continues in just a moment.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
In today's FFA, members are encouraged to believe and to aim high. Former FFA member Courtney Calley set her sights high and has achieved a lot. A National FFA AgriScience Student of the Year. Since taking off her FFA jacket, a Truman Scholar, a Udall Scholar.
I want to grow like that.
Courtney says FFA is her competitive advantage.
FFA gives students these skills such as public speaking, leadership, service, things like that, that help them to grow up and to be wonderful, productive citizens in whatever path they choose to take.
You can grow like that.
The FFA is now more equipped than ever to prepare students for any field, any industry that they desire to be involved in.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sand Ridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. Joining me is Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how are our futures markets doing today?
Well, the equity futures are bouncing this morning from their lowest level since early June, which they made overnight. Now, the Dow Jones futures are up 76 here at 14,923. The S&P futures are up about 14 points at 1650 and a half. We had better than expected global manufacturing data this morning, and the reports that the American labor market here in the U.S. is improving, and that's helping stocks. Initial jobless claims this morning show that the month ending August 17th had claims declining to about 330,000 a week on average, and that's the lowest level since 2007. And then we had the Federal Reserve minutes released yesterday, and it looks like they're going to maintain interest rates near 0% as long as unemployment is above 6.5% or inflation isn't more than 2.5%. So we'll just continue to watch that. It looks like there's going to be some sort of taper before the end of the year. Now, the U.S. dollar bounced on that news. It's up 23.7 points to 81.46, right in the middle of the range it's been for quite some time. And then 30-year treasuries made new lows early this morning, but now we're only down 14 at 130.12. That means the interest rates are continuing to inch up. Crude oil futures today, we're up 30 to 40. The front month October, or the spot month October, is up 50 cents at 104.35 a barrel. Unleaded gasoline's up about a penny and a half in September. Heating oil is down about 0.8 cents. In the September heating oil. Natural gas futures today are a little bit higher, rising to three-week highs after the EIA energy report this morning showed a build of 57 billion cubic feet. Analysts were looking for somewhere around 67, but we're hitting some technical resistance here. We filled the gap this morning, and we're hitting some 50% and 62% retracement levels. So most analysts are calling for natural gas to stay quiet as long as hurricane season doesn't affect us much. We have feeder cattle, live cattle mixed this morning. The feeder cattle are anywhere from down 5 to up 10, and the live cattle are down 30 to 40. We have cattle on feed report Friday, so the trade will begin to anticipate that. Grain futures were weaker here in the corn after overnight rainfall in the Midwest. It wasn't real wide scattered, but it did happen, so that's pressuring some of the grains. Beans are steady, anywhere from 2 lower to 2 higher, and wheat's about 4.5 to 5 lower.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Dave Lanning will have all the latest market numbers right after this.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. But then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef, it's what's for dinner.
It's 12:15 as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to get you updated on these futures markets here today. October live cattle down 47, 127.50. December's down 55 at 129.92. September feeder cattle up 2 at 157.72. October's down 12 at 159.95. October hogs down 95, 84.87. December's down 77, 81.85. We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment. At Livingston Machinery, our goal is to provide you with the equipment and parts you need, as well as the service you've come to expect. At Livingston Machinery, our extensive product lines include everything a farmer, precision farmer, contractor, or even a homeowner might need. Livingston Machinery is proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world. Visit LivingstonMachinery.com or visit one of our locations in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview. Cattle producers, make plans to attend the Pollard Farms Angus Female Sale this Sunday, August 25th at 12 noon at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. Some of the leading genetics in the Angus breed will be available. There'll be 160 heads selling as 113 lots, including proven donor dams, elite ET matings, fall yearling heifers, spring heifer calves, fall calving females, spring pears, bred cows, and spring bred heifers. For more information, call the ranch at 580-758-1464 or go online at pollardfarms.com. Checking grain trade today, September wheat, Kansas City down 2 3/4, 696 3/4. December's down 4, 697 3/4. September wheat in Chicago is down 4 at 634 3/4. December Chicago wheat's down 5 at 644 1/4. September corn down 5, 493. December's down 13 1/4, 470. September soybeans up 2 3/4 at 1335 3/4. And November's down 3 at 1301. On cotton futures, October cotton down 17, now up 17 at 84.08. December's down 11 at 84.13. October crude oil up 60 at 104.45. November's up 52 at 103.88. That's a look at your futures markets. Ron Hayes steps in now with a check on that agricultural weather.
Midday Oklahoma continues. Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon. Ron Hayes with you as we check your agricultural weather. Really no big changes out there on the horizon right now for our weather patterns. A high pressure dome kind of continues to sit right in the center of the country and right on top of Oklahoma, keeping moisture away from us. Really, the temperatures are not extreme. We're talking about seasonal temperatures into the mid-90s, but that seems to be with us for a few more days ahead of us. Sunshine, mid-90s, overnight lows down to close to 70 degrees, it looks like, over the next several days. We do want to continue our conversation today with Evelyn Browning Garris, historical climatologist, about some of the big picture trends when it comes to predicting weather here in 2013. We're back with Evelyn in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, future contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
We've all heard folks say man-made climate change. That's probably not really a very accurate statement, according to Evelyn Browning Garris, historical climatologist, who says mankind has some influence on climate, but not control.
I'm not denying that man has an impact. Man has a huge impact on all the cities. If you're in a city, 85 to 90% of all the climate change you've seen is man-made. I'm also saying that man makes natural conditions more extreme. There is, I mean, some of this stuff is controlled by the sun, and we really haven't had much influence there. What you see is we have the ability to make a situation worse or to mitigate it slightly. But the overall things, like 70% of the world's surface is oceans. We don't control the oceans. So I'm not denying man's impact. I'm just saying man and nature works together. And if you aren't in sync, you create a disaster.
Regarding balance of this year, you were saying that really the Russian volcano that erupted in June of this year, that has impact probably on the harvest, the planting season for winter wheat, harvest season for our corn belt.
Yes. What I'm seeing is a corn belt. It went off in June 26th, Mount Shavuot. And so I started warning my clients, look out, it's coming. And sure enough, August, if you look at the climate in August, we have areas in the Midwest that are averaging 8 degrees cooler than normal. Mm-hmm. And we are seeing precipitation records being broken. And that's not good for harvest. I mean, it doesn't keep the farmers from harvesting. It just makes for one wet, miserable harvest season, and then it's very expensive to dry out the harvested grains. Mm-hmm. And other countries are being affected by the same polar air mass we are. So, for example, China, their crops are very wet, and especially their winter wheat from last year. And so they're going to be buying. So expect higher prices and expect more misery in harvesting the corn.
Talking weather with Evelyn Browning Garris, historical climatologist. As we mentioned earlier, not much change in our current weather pattern. Daytime highs the next few days, back into the low to mid-90s, overnight lows in the 70s. That's a look at our agricultural weather. Stick around. More to come on Midday Oklahoma in just a few moments.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 Semi-Tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Foton TB504 Tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
From the rolling prairie to the piney woods and everywhere in between, a Mueller metal roof is always right at home. Our variety of panel styles and color choices complement your natural landscape, providing both outstanding beauty and protection to your home. And wouldn't you love to have a worry-free roof overhead? With a 30-year limited paint warranty, our energy-efficient coatings will provide a fresh and vibrant look for decades. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com to view our photo gallery and take advantage of the interactive color selector tool to help you decide which panel and color style best suits your style of home. Remember, every Mueller roof is made by Mueller in one of our three manufacturing facilities, And with 29 sales locations across the Southwest, Mueller is always ready to deliver friendly, personal service before, during, and after your purchase. Call us today at 877-2-MUELLER or stop by and see us soon to make a Mueller metal roof part of your natural scenery. That's 877-268-3553.
It is 12:25 as Midday Oklahoma continues on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Thank you so much for joining us today and being a part of our program. We've got a lot still to come in this half hour. We've got a complete market update coming up in just a few minutes. Ron Hayes has his beef buzz. He'll be hopping on his soapbox in a little bit. Also has his ag perspectives coming up in just a couple of minutes as well. But first, we're going to kick things off with Jim Appel as he joins us with his updated ag calendar.
Hello, everyone. Take a look at our ag calendar on this Thursday. We'll look at a town hall meeting with Senator Tom Coburn. We'll talk about the Oklahoma County Free Fair, and we'll also look at the 29th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Range Roundup. We'll have these items and more right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Whether you're moving earth on a job site or in the fields, mowing your acreage, or harvesting the crops, Livingston Machinery Company in Oklahoma can help you find the right equipment for the job. With a unique product line of agricultural machinery and construction equipment, Livingston Machinery supplies farmers, precision farmers, contractors, even homeowners throughout Oklahoma. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world. Visit LivingstonMachinery.com or visit one of our locations in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
She's the tough lady of experimental wheat varieties. She's Ruby Lee, another OSU-developed wheat variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Ruby Lee puts up a great fight against hard-to-control diseases and holds up great to cattle grazing. And Ruby Lee is a crown jewel when it comes to putting yieldability and bread baking quality into one variety. You can bake on it. To learn more about Ruby Lee and other OSU-developed wheat varieties, log on to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
U.S. Senator Tom Coburn will finish up his series of town hall meetings with a meeting today at 2:30 p.m. at the Kiyomichi Technology Center, the business center in Atoka. That will be at 2:30 today. The Oklahoma County Free Fair gets underway today and runs through August the 24th. You can show off your talents in photography, art, crafts, cooking, sewing, and gardening, and it's for ages 5 and up. From noon to 7 p.m. today, you can enter the exhibits at the Centennial Building at the Oklahoma State Fairgrounds. Of course, that's in Oklahoma City. Exhibits are to be picked up by 12:30 p.m. on Saturday, August the 24th. The fair is open Friday from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. Friday night, there will be a saucy salsa contest, and there will also be the ice cream freeze, and those who are there can also enjoy the 4-H talent show. On Saturday, you can bring your children and enjoy the 4-H kickoff with an indoor carnival with games and prizes. For more information, you can contact LaDonna Dunlop at 405-713-1125. A year's worth of bragging rights are up for grabs during the upcoming 29th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Range Roundup. The two-night event gets underway Friday, August 23rd at the State Fairgrounds Arena. The competition is comprised of 6 events depicting day-to-day ranching jobs. The events include saddle bronc riding, team sorting, wild cow milking, team branding, team penning, and the wild horse race. 12 teams from historic Oklahoma ranches will square off in head-to-head competition. The contestants compete for the coveted Top Hand, Top Horse, and Tough Hand awards. The proceeds from the event are donated to the Children's Miracle Network. For more information, you can go to www.okcattlemen.org. The Heart of America Trade Shows announces the Heart of America Farm Show, which will take place September 20th through the 22nd at the Tulsa RV Ranch near Beggs, Oklahoma. The event will include a rodeo, cow dog demonstrations, guest speakers, and a kid zone. There will also be a drawing for a 32-foot hay trailer. There will be several guest speakers at the farm show, including Ron Hayes from the Radio Oklahoma Network. He will have 2 talks entitled Rebuilding Your Mama Cow Herd and Restoring Drought-Impacted Pasture. Also speaking will be the co-host of the Hook and Hunt radio show, Steve Schiffner. He will be speaking on the topics of managing and improving your deer herd and turkey population and how to maximize your income with hunting leases. Each of these guests will be accompanied by other professionals in the field to ensure attendees are well informed. On exhibit during the show will be farm equipment and ag-related products. There are currently still booths for rent for vendors who wish to participate in the show. Indoor and outdoor booths are available. For more information, you can contact Kevin Kite at 888- 888- 244-1982.
Cattle producers, make plans to attend the Pollard Farms Angus Female Sale this Sunday, August 25th at 12 noon at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. Some of the leading genetics in the Angus breed will be available. There'll be 160 heads selling as 113 lots, including proven donor dams, elite ET matings, fall yearling heifers, spring heifer calves, fall calving females, spring pairs, bred cows, and spring bred heifers. For more information, call the ranch at 580-758-1464 or go online at pollardfarms.com.
That's it for our Ag Calendar on this Thursday. If you have a calendar item for us, all you have to do is drop us a line at ron@oklahomafarmreport.com.
All right, thanks, Jim. We certainly appreciate that update. We're at about half past the hour here on your Thursday as Midday Oklahoma continues on the Radio Oklahoma Network. We're going to take an update on the news when we come back right after this.
Say, wheat producers, you know the best way to predict a strong harvest is to get your crop off to a fast start. Nothing does that better than Jumpstart LCO. Jumpstart LCO combines two proven technologies. First of all, it includes a naturally occurring phosphate solubilizer. Its job is to make fertilizer and soil-bound phosphate more available to your wheat. The second technology is LCO promoter technology, which enhances root and shoot development regardless of environmental conditions. Brought together in Jumpstart LCO, they promote better plant health and vigor for improved stand establishment. Right from the start, you're on the fast track to higher yield in your winter wheat. Ask your ag retailer or seed dealer for more information about the proven science of Jumpstart LCO. Or learn more at bioag.novozymes.com. bioag.novozymes.com.
Well, probably not a surprise to many, but expect a lot of canola to be planted in Oklahoma this fall. We'll get this report now from Farm Director Ron Hayes.
Dave, as we get ready to plant the 2014 winter canola crop, the window of planting is about the 10th of September through the 10th of October, based on crop insurance requirements from the Risk Management Agency of USDA. As we get ready to plant this year's crop, no doubt about it, we're going to be planting more acres of canola this year than we did last year. Last year, about 300,000 acres, and there's a lot of talk, maybe a half a million acres or more this year. Heath Sanders, canola field specialist for the Great Plains Canola Association, says, we might do that.
I don't know if we've got enough seed to plant that much or not. Now, I'm sure, you know, we do, but, you know, I think if you want to be able to plant what you want to plant, then you need to go ahead and get that. We're going to see more acres here in the Great Plains this year, and I think last year really showed that during all of everything that you could throw at the crop, guys were still able, for the most part, to harvest a pretty decent, returnable, profitable crop.
Heath Sanders of the Great Plains Canola Association. For Midday Oklahoma, I'm Ron Hayes.
Well, of course, canola is growing rapidly across the southern Great Plains. Exploding may be a more apt way to describe it as more and more producers seek to add to their rotations. Fairview producer Matt Gard says there's one thing that, though, has not kept pace, and that's information.
Being a canola producer myself, I've noticed the difficulties in trying to find accurate yield data and having it right there underneath your fingertips. So my company, we pulled together all the information from the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission, the National Canola Yield Trials, from Oklahoma State University, and our good friends up north, the Kansas State University people. And we put all our yield data all in one book, so it's one-stop shopping for all the yield data for the producers to be able to read.
As an entrepreneur, Gard says he saw the need to bring together all the information from all varieties which are acclimated to the Great Plains into one resource. He produced the book containing all the information available about each specific variety. Gard's book contains a write-up about each variety describing the traits and characteristics each exhibits. It contains over 25 pages of tables and several guest editorials from producers, canola extension specialists, and certified crop advisors. When we come back, Ron Hayes joins us with his latest ag perspectives.
Well, cattle producers, you can tune in all week long to the Bighorn Classic of the Superior Livestock Auction, folks. Their video auction this week, 190,000 head of cattle being offered, going all the way from Monday through Friday on RFD TV, Dish Network Satellite 231, DirecTV, satellite channel 345, and of course on the internet, www.superiorclicktobid.com. This is coming from Sheridan, Wyoming, and auction time each day, 9 a.m. Central Time. 9 a.m. Central Time is the video auction start time each day. 190,000 head total being sold. If you'd like to preview the video of a specific lot, you can visit their website at superiorlivestock.com or call for more information, 800-422-2117. That's 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock Auctions Bighorn Classic, now through the 23rd of August. Our Midday Oklahoma Ag Conversation today is with Terry Dietrich, president of the American Farmers and Ranchers. He's a wheat farmer from Ames, Oklahoma. Had the chance to catch up with him this last weekend in Ringwood for a Northwest Area AFR-OFU summer picnic. We're back with Terry in just a moment.
At Livingston Machinery, our goal is to provide you with the equipment and parts you need, as well as the service you've come to expect from us at Livingston Machinery. Our extensive product lines include everything a farmer, precision farmer, contractor, or even homeowner might need. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world. Visit LivingstonMachinery.com or see one of our locations in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
Well, cattle producers, it's the big event. Over 500 head will sell over a two-day period, Friday, August 23rd, Saturday, August 24th, at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Express Ranches selling 150 registered Angus females Friday afternoon, 11 a.m. Saturday morning. The big event sale continues with 250 lots. For details, call them 800-664-3977 or go to expressranches.com. The big event, Express Ranches, 23rd, 24th of August. We're talking with Terry Dietrich, president of the American Farmers and Ranchers. Terry, good crowd today here in the northwestern corner of the state for you as you had Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas address your summer picnic here and your thoughts about the importance of this these next few weeks for a 2013 Farm Bill to try to get her done.
Well, our people are going to they're extremely important, and our people are going to need to be understanding of the difficulties in getting laws passed through Congress today. And we're very appreciative here, and I think it was shown today by the attendance, very appreciative of our chairman of the Ag Committee in the House. Congressman Lucas has just really poured his heart into what he thinks and what he has heard from our organization and others is what we need in a farm bill, and he has really tried his best to get something that will last. And I think in his comments today, he related to his background and the droughts of the past and recent past also, the Depression and what our heritage has been, and how he is determined in this next Farm Bill to make sure we have a Farm Bill that keeps us from getting in those perilous situations again. And you know, there's so many people in Washington, D.C. that have forgotten where they come from. He has not, and I commend him for that.
I know that y'all are making plans right now to be a part of the next Farmers Union fly-in, which coincides with the start of Congress coming back after the August congressional recess.
Yes, and we know pretty much where our delegation will be, and I made him an offer here today that if he has other people in Congress that he needs us to walk the halls and knock on doors and try to plead our case on his behalf, to please let us know where he needs us to go. And we'll do everything we can to help him, because he's definitely trying to get everything he can in our best interest. Not just here, not just in Northwest Oklahoma. Sure, he understands this part of the country. But he is dedicated to having a farm bill that will work for all areas of ag production in all parts of the United States. So, a big hill to climb.
A big hill indeed. The president of the American Farmers and Ranchers, Ames, Oklahoma, Terry Dietrich, joining us today on our Ag Conversation.
Larry Stewart here for Ready Dump Trailers. That is REDEDUMP.
Ready Dump. We make our trailers in Cushing, and we build them tough. Ready Dump is the only dump trailer on the market today without hydraulics. For a dump trailer that dumps first time, every time, insist on a Ready Dump. Ready Dump. Check us out at REDEDUMP.com. Ready Dump.
For your new Ready Dump, visit City Traders, located at 10220 West Reno in Oklahoma City. Ask for Herb or Kevin.
We appreciate you folks stopping by, being with us for a few moments. That is our agriculture conversation of today. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com. The Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communications.
Well, cattle producers, you can tune in all week long to the Bighorn Classic of the Superior Livestock Auction, folks. Their video auction this week, 190,000 head of cattle being offered, going all the way from Monday through Friday on RFD-TV, Dish Network Satellite 231, DirecTV Satellite Channel 345, and, of course, on the Internet, www.superiorclicktobid.com. This is coming from Sheridan, Wyoming, and auction time each day, 9 a.m. Central Time. 9 a.m. Central Time is the video auction start time each day. 190,000 head total being sold. If you'd like to preview the video of a specific lot, you can visit their website at superiorlivestock.com or call for more information, 800-422-2117. That's 800-422-2117, Superior Livestock Auctions Bighorn Classic, now through the 23rd of August. Now is the time to be making your seed selection for the 2014 winter canola planting season. And Crop Plan has three proven choices for farmers to plant this September-October in the Southern Plains. 115W, 125W, and 154W are all Roundup ready to help you break the cycle of weeds in your winter wheat and will produce a bountiful and valuable canola crop to boot. See your Crop Plan seed rep to book your seed. Do it before it's too late. Crop Plan by Winfield, proud sponsors of the Ron Hayes Daily Email.
Cattle producers, make plans to attend the Pollard Farms Angus Female Sale this Sunday, August 25th at 12 noon at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. Some of the leading genetics in the Angus breed will be available. There'll be 160 head selling as 113 lots, including proven donor dams, elite ET matings, fall yearling heifers, spring heifer calves, fall calving females, spring pairs, bred cows, and spring bred heifers. For more information, call the ranch at 580-758-1464 or go online at pollardfarms.com. And good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Well, we're looking at very quickly the futures markets. Livestock futures lower across the board here today. And the corn futures and soybean futures are falling close behind. Corn is lower. Soybeans mixed today. The wheat futures also lower. We're going to give you a complete rundown on all the markets as well as the feedlots, the stockyards, when we come back right after this.
Larry Stewart here for Ready Dump Trailers. That is REDEDUMP. Ready Dump. We make our trailers in Cushing, and we build them tough. Ready Dump is the only dump trailer on the market today without hydraulics. For a dump trailer that dumps first time, every time, insist on a Ready Dump. Ready Dump. Check us out at REDEDUMP.com. Ready Dump.
For your new Ready Dump, visit City Traders, located at 10220 West Reno in Oklahoma City. Ask for Herb or Kevin.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
No cash cattle trades to report here on Thursday. Do expect trade to develop later on in this week at some point in time. Box beef at midday is higher. Choice is up 46 cents at 195.92. Select is up 87 cents at 185.31. Choice select spread at 1061 with 71 total loads. OKC West, El Reno Livestock Auction in El Reno, 3,831 head. Feeder steers steady to a dollar higher, over 800 pounds, $2 to $3 higher. Feeder heifer steady, no trend available for steer and heifer calves. Feeder steers medium and large, 4 to 5 weights, 184 to 199. 5 to 6 weights, 163 to 189. 6 to 7 weights, 153 to 173. 7 to 8 weights, 151 to 164. 8 to 9 weights, 146, 75 to 152. 9 to 1,000 pounds, 143 to 147.50. And 1,000 pounds and over, 129.50 to 137. Southern Oklahoma Livestock Auction in Ada. 1,498 head, steers and heifers 3 to 5 higher, heifers over 600 pounds steady, slaughter cows and bulls steady in a light test, feeder steers medium and large, 4 to 5 weights, 183 to 197, 5 to 6 weights, 160 to 175, 6 to 7 weights, 159 to 164, 7 to 8 weights, 152.50 to 155.50. Union Livestock Auction of McAllister, 1,500 head. Steers, 450 pounds, $8 to $10 higher. Over 450 pounds, 2 to 6 higher. Heifers under 600 pounds, 4 to 11 higher. Over 600 pounds, steady. Slaughter cows, 3 to 7 higher. Slaughter bulls, $2 higher. Feeder steers, medium and large, 4 to 5 weights, 174 to 205. 5 to 6 weights, 157 to 173. 6 to 7 weights, 145 to 160. 7 to 8 weights, 136 to 156. 8 to 9 weights, 137 to 143. We will check the futures markets when we come back right after this.
Say you're a bovine intestinal worm, calmly spending your days in the gut of a calf. Then one day, your calf gets treated with Cydectin injectable. What now? You go through the 5 stages of loss and grief. First comes denial. You refuse to believe that an injectable dewormer can send you to that big calf belly in the sky in just over 24 hours. After all, Dectamax and Ivamec take 4 to 6 days before becoming fully effective. Next comes anger. You curse the name of Boehringer Ingelheim Vetmedica Inc. for making a dewormer that's so effective. Now comes bargaining. You make a promise that if the Cydectin were removed just this one time, you'll be a better worm the rest of your creepy little life. The next stage, depression. Sometimes all a worm needs at this point is a hug. Lastly comes acceptance. This phase is marked by withdrawal and calm. You grudgingly admit that if you were to come back as a cattleman in your next life, you'd definitely be talking to your veterinarian or Boehringer Ingelheim rep about Cydectin injectable.
Checking futures here, October live cattle down 50, 127.47, December down 55 at 129.92. August, September feeder cattle up 10 at 157.80. October's down 15 at 159.92. October hogs down 105 at 84.77. December's down 82 at 81.80. On the grains, Kansas City wheat, September's down 3.5 at 6.96. December's down 4.75 at 6.97. September corn's down 5.5 at 4.92.5. December's down 14, 4.69.25. September soybeans down 1.75 at 13.31.25, and November's down 9.25 at 12.95.25. Chicago, the wheat futures in Chicago, September down 3.5, 6.35.25. December's down 4.75 at 6.44.5. Cotton futures today, October cotton up 17, 84.08. December's down 4, 84.20. September, make that October crude oil up 49, 104.34. November's up 42 at 103.79. September natural gas up 8 at 3.54. October's up 8 at 3.57 per million BTU. October gold up 11 at 137.12. December's up 12, 137.13. That's a look at your markets. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
My name is Deborah Taylor, registered dietitian and school nutrition specialist. My job is feeding 4,000 students at Shawnee Public Schools in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the guidelines say both adults and children need to consume more of: vitamin D, calcium, and potassium. That makes it a great choice at school or at home, whether it's flavored or lactose-free milk, Greek yogurt or traditional yogurt, or one of the many reduced fat cheese options available. Dairy is a tasty and affordable supply of essential nutrients that can be hard to get from other foods. This message was brought to you by your local Dairy Farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about MyPlate.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 Semi-Tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Foton TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
It's 10 minutes before the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning, so glad to have you with us here today. Ron Hayes steps in now with the latest beef industry news and today's edition of the Beef Buzz.
Dave, our Midday Oklahoma Beef Buzz guest is Dr. Michael Engler of Cactus Feeders. Today we're talking about beta agonists. We're back with Dr. Engler in just a moment.
Do you ever rate what's on your plate? I'm Susan Allen, family and consumer science educator for Dairy Max. The USDA's new MyPlate education tool can help you make sure the items you put on your plate are part of a healthy diet. MyPlate focuses directly on the food groups to include in a healthy meal, including the dairy groups. More than just a glass of milk, dairy products like cheese and yogurt can be used to help build a nutritionally powerful plate, and dairy foods provide a quick, delicious, and affordable source of protein. The guidelines recommend that children and adults increase their intake of low-fat and fat-free milk and milk products to help meet the recommended nutrient intake. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the Dietary Guidelines for Americans say both adults and children need to consume more of. This message was brought to you by your local dairy farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about MyPlate.
Beta agonists have proved to be revolutionary as a feed ingredient for cattle and for hogs in this country. However, there are concerns about one of the two products approved for feedlot cattle in the United States. And as a result, Zilmax has been pulled by its manufacturer, by its owner, Merck, for further scientific review because of some lameness reports going into from feedlots into processing plants. Dr. Mike Engler, president and CEO of Cactus Feeders, says they've worked with both Optiflex as well as the newer Zilmax.
This is not new technology. The most recent of these two products on the market, which is Zilmax, Zilpaterol, has been approved in the United States. We've been feeding it for 6 years. So we have a lot of experience with these products. You know, I would say that unintended consequences, we have to be careful just what we group into that particular category. Certainly, if there's any animal welfare issues, and we see minimal issues in our feed yards, then that is a totally unintended consequence because no one who feeds cattle for a living wants animals to be lame or to be or to die. We don't want any mortalities any more than we can, than we have today. So in that regard, I think that welfare issues are an unintended consequence that takes that we need a lot of attention on. And if people are having trouble using these products and having welfare issues, they need some help. And we need to give them some help. Now, there's other consequences, which I think, you know, could be categorized as unintended, but they're part of the physiology of the animal. So if you use a product such as a beta agonist, you are going to have a repartitioning from fat into lean. And saleable red meat yield is one of the hallmarks of these products. That's what makes them efficient. That's what makes them important when we're trying to feed people. We get more beef. Well, you can't have it both ways. Mm-hmm. So you're gonna have a hit on marbling. And the only way that you can control that is to feed the cattle longer and try to improve your marbling genetics.
Mike Engler says they do a great deal of sorting at Cactus in order to make sure that animals that are not overfinished receive the beta agonists. That's one of the keys, he believes, to making sure the product is used correctly. Merck, the owner of Zilmax, going through a scientific audit in order to determine how best to be able to use the product going forward. You've got the Beef Buzz. I'm Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, future contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Stick around. More to come today here on Midday Oklahoma in just a few moments.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
Oklahoma FFA members are challenged to grow. And many FFA alums credit their success in the professional world to their FFA experience. The top executive of the Oklahoma School Land Commission, Harry Birdwell, is a former national president of the FFA and a former FFA member from Fletcher, Oklahoma.
It is the lessons learned and the contacts made and the dreams dreamed that are what is really the value of having been in FFA.
Do you want to grow like that?
I think every day of my life I use the leadership skills and the public speaking skills, the meeting planning and conducting skills, and have been really one of the principal elements of my personal career success.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
Well, cattle producers, you can tune in all week long to the Bighorn Classic of the Superior Livestock Auction, folks. Their video auction this week, 190,000 head of cattle being offered, going all the way from Monday through Friday on RFD-TV, Dish Network Satellite 231, DirecTV Satellite Channel 345, and, of course, on the Internet, www.superiorclicktobid.com. This is coming from Sheridan, Wyoming, and auction time each day, 9 a.m. Central Time. 9 a.m. Central Time is the video auction start time each day. 190,000 head total being sold. If you'd like to preview the video of a specific lot, you can visit their website at superiorlivestock.com or call for more information, 800-422-2117. That's 800-422-2117, Superior Livestock Auctions Bighorn Classic, now through the 23rd of August.
At 3 minutes before the hour on Midday Oklahoma, Ron Hayes steps in with a final word.
Dave, as we're wrapping up our program today, wanted to quote a gentleman from Great Britain, Mark Linus, who's a British author and a very strong advocate of doing what we need to do to feed the world, and that includes using modern technology. He's a big supporter of the concepts that were advanced so well by Norman Borlaug, and he says that unfortunately, in a recent speech, he indicated the progress of good science often runs up against the hard rock of bad politics. As perhaps the world's most political food crop, by virtue of its very nature and supply to our daily bread, wheat, so far, has been locked out of the biotechnology revolution as a result. Although many new wheats have been developed using recombinant DNA and even tested in field trials, not a single one has ever been made available to farmers, not because there was anything wrong with the new varieties, but solely because of the worldwide cloud of fear and superstition that surrounds the use of genetic engineering, or GMOs. It says, bottom line, that we need to understand what Norman Borlaug himself said late in his life after spending many of his declining years campaigning against the anti-biotech activists. Mr. Borlaug said, if the naysayers do manage to stop agricultural biotechnology, they might actually precipitate the famines and the crisis of global biodiversity they've been predicting for nearly 40 years. A lot of folks are against biotechnology, against GMO at all costs. They say that it's evil, that somehow farmers are unethical for using this biotechnology, but in reality, it's a very compassionate farmer that decides he wants to use every tool available to him to help feed a hungry world. That's our time today, my friends. Have yourself a great rest of your Thursday. I'm Ron Hayes. God bless.
All right. Thanks, Ron. We certainly do appreciate that update. For Ron Hayes, Jim Appel, and Justin Lewis, I'm Dave Lanning, inviting you to join us for our Friday edition of Midday Oklahoma. It gets underway at 12:05 tomorrow afternoon, right here on the Radio Oklahoma Network.